Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my Grammy gigglers?
We're both in brown today.
We're both in brown.
Which I feel
nails
like
aesthetic
should mean something.
It means life is shit.
You know what's also crazy? Every time we do a live Giggly Squad, we never tell each other what we're wearing, no. And somehow we coordinate.
I was gonna say because we like read each other, we finish each other's sandwiches, but you're psychic. So I just am like, she knows. She'll figure it out. And then if I think also we don't always match, but then we go, oh, that was on purpose.
I feel like I did manifest something really wrong the other day.
I know, for a fact I did.
What?
Breaking my husband's leg.
We're too powerful. Tell the gigglers.
No, you guys. Honestly, he's... Des, if you're listening, this is for comedy. He's so selfish. And he's so dramatic. And
no, he's so dramatic because I messaged him and I was like, oh my God, what happened? Did you just like fall wrong on your leg? And he goes, Paige, I fell 1,400 feet.
The thing is,
and I was like, you're an idiot. You could have broken your fucking neck.
And the funniest thing about it is that he insta-storied the whole thing.
No, the whole thing.
He was like, I'm hiking up this huge mountain and I'm going to ski down. And my mom was like watching it being like, is this looking? I mean, yeah, every mom is like, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And then he went silent.
Yep.
So people were messaging me and I'm sitting at the hospital with him and I'm like, we have to make a public announcement because I walked in and he was in a neck brace. Talk about getting the ick.
It was no, like, literally. You're like, this is interesting. Okay.
But the fucked up part is we planned this whole like West Coast thing so that he could ski. Cause I love this man.
Yeah.
I love this man. I want him to play his little games.
Yeah, and play sports. He's just trying to enjoy his sports.
Yes. He calls it leisure.
Yeah.
That's like the European thing. So I went to LA for 3 days. Was a huge pod slut. I was on all these pods. Yep. I had fun. He met me in Reno, and I hadn't seen him for like 4 weeks because he was in Ireland.
God.
It was very romantic. I was like, who is this man I'm meeting at this casino?
Did you like shave your whole body?
Actually, I forgot my razor.
No.
So like it was the worst I've ever been.
No,
and
Hannah.
I got my period the second I saw him. Like my body was just like.
Oh my God.
So I was like gushing blood. Like not the kind of period that you fuck in.
Right.
Like, you know, people are like, I don't care about period sex. Let's be honest. Day one and two, you're not.
I actually care a lot about it.
Please tell.
I care a lot about it. And it's not like where I feel gross. Like, oh my God, he's going to think like it's gross and like put a towel down stuff.
Yeah.
It's more for myself. Like as I've gotten older, I've been like, no, actually my body said that I can take a week off from everything. And your penis included. So please don't come near me.
No, like it's boundaries. Your body's literally like.
No, like she's going through something. Let her have a fucking minute.
And also like you're swollen. You're just swollen
you're
everywhere.
Just gross.
You're just. You don't feel like it. Like there's like 1 month. Well, sorry, 1 week in the month, I think, where you're just like horny for no reason. Do it that month. That time of the month. So anyway,
it's
see
that
him.
And like you want to eat a lot of cheese.
Yes. I'm like, do you want to eat cheese together? I'm hairy. I'm bloody.
Yep.
And I was just like, hey, how y'all doing? And then we had a really fun show in Reno. A giggler brought a mink coat for me, a fake mink coat, mm-hmm. a faux fur coat. Faux fur. Faux is such a weird faux. Fifi faux fum fox coat. Okay. So I'm like in the green room and they just come back with this huge coat and they were like really confused and they were like, we checked it. Like, it's not like there's no like bomb in it or like anthrax.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, yeah, they brought me a coat. And
that's so nice.
And I looked at the girl's message and she was like, look, I'm a Lake Tahoe girl. Mm-hmm. Just leave it anywhere in Lake Tahoe and I'll pick it up. Like any restaurant, any hotel.
Wait.
And I was like, what? Small town shit.
Wait, she brought you a coat just to wear for the night?
Just for the trip. Because you remember I was like, I just need a coat to take a photo in.
Wait, so she let you use her coat for a photo and then where did you leave it?
I left it at the hotel when I left. I said, hey, some girl's going to pick it up. And they were like, okay.
This is like literally my worst nightmare.
No, because I couldn't fit it in my stuff. Like, it was a big coat.
No.
And then I went ice skating in it. And
oh, yeah, I did see that. That was cute.
And somehow managed to not tear my ACL because I'm an athlete.
Right.
Long story short, we go to Aspen. We have two shows, so I'm tired. Mm-hmm. And then I have 2 days in Aspen before going to Denver. And I was like, I have vacation. Yeah. Like, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to sleep in. Yeah. I'm going to go to get some après lunch. Uh-huh. I might shop a little.
Maybe go to a spa.
I was like,
who knows?
The point is, who knows?
The world is your oyster.
I had one of those days where I was like, what do I want to do today?
Yeah.
And I get a text from Dez. He actually accidentally texted me and Grace, which is so on brand for him. Like, you know what I mean?
In a group chat?
Yeah. Because I guess we had a chat about burner phone.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I can meet you for lunch at like 1 by the gondola. And I was like, today's going to be so fucking nice. Then he calls me and it's like weird. And I'm like, hello? And then I lose him. And I'm like, oh, he must have been on the gondola.
Yeah.
This motherfucker texts me, going to the hospital. You know when you don't
Did
even-
Did you start laughing?
I laughed, but then I didn't even want to process it. I just got up and I just started putting my clothes on. I wasn't upset. I just was like, put your head down. But then, this is fucked up. I realized I hadn't eaten yet.
Okay.
And I knew I was going to be at the hospital for like 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. And I'm not eating that hospital food. So I got breakfast burritos, which took like 40 minutes.
And like, wait, to go or you sat down?
To go.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I sat down to wait and then I was I had iced coffee.
Yeah.
And I was texting him like, do you want food? And he's like, my leg fell off. And I was like, do you want pork or chorizo in the burrito? So then I show up with my like huge burrito and he's in his neck brace. And it was.
Why was he in a neck brace? Just precaution.
Because he, honestly, he avalanched him. Apparently, it was just like a little slip, apparently.
Okay.
But then it's so steep that he fell for like 5 minutes.
No.
Like to the point where he had to like his breath. Like,
no, this is my worst nightmare.
He was falling for so long. He said he kept getting the air knocked out of him multiple times. He fell for like 7 minutes. Like, you know those videos when you're like slipping on ice and you just keep slipping?
Yeah.
Like, he did that down a hill.
Were his skis still on?
This is the problem. So his skis were on tight from last season, apparently. I don't know the logistics. It's too much ski talk. I've like blurred it out. So one of his skis didn't come off.
Okay.
So
is that the leg that broke?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he broke his leg and then he just texted me his ACL is torn, so he needs to get surgery.
Oh my God. So is he done skiing forever?
He's done with everything. He's so upset.
Depressed.
Yeah. But like, okay, I hate to say it, but like.
You have to get a new husband?
No. I mean, that'll happen eventually. But like, he's just so cute when he's weak.
Yeah. Oh my God, Hannah, you are Craig. You love when we're vulnerable because we never are.
He's so strong. He's so strong. He's so alpha. He's so on his shit.
Craig loves when I have the flu. Like, literally, sometimes I think he has Munchausen's. I'm like, I feel like you're making me sick. Like, he loves when I'm incapacitated.
Not important.
It's not important. On the couch.
He's Gypsy Rose's mom.
No, he's literally Gypsy Rose's mom.
But it's weird though, because I'm not a caretaker. So he takes care of himself, which is why I love him. But like, he woke up and he was like, could you grab me like something? And he was so weak in that moment. And I got it for him and he was like, thank you. And I was like, wait, I feel.
For sickness and in health.
For sickness and in health.
So is he in a full leg cast right now? What's he in right now?
He has this, like, leg, like, it's like a modern, like mechanical type cast.
Okay.
But it's like his whole leg and like
also. This is like a 6-month recovery.
It's impossible to walk with crutches. Like,
yeah.
You remember like kids would just be like in crutches? Yeah. They're so fucking hard.
Yeah.
So he's just like.
I always wanted crutches.
Wobbling. It's like braces.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, I would be so cool with crutches.
Dude, it's so impossible to like go up the stairs.
No, you can't do anything.
So
also like. It's so different breaking a bone when you're a child than, like, an adult.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking breaking about when I was
skiing.
Breaking
a bone as an adult is embarrassing.
It's like, not only is it embarrassing,
it
but
did
it also—
some stupid shit.
It fucks your whole, like, you can't do anything.
But the most fucked up part about this is last time we were skiing, I was in the hospital.
Right. You guys cut it out.
We need, and I said, like, how many human sacrifices did the ski gods have to make? And
well, it's because you go around talking so much shit about skiing.
I believe in karma.
So the mountain is like.
I put negative energy
into
the universe towards skiing, and they bring it right fucking back. But then Des was supposed to go to these Denver shows with me. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I can't.
Yeah. How did he fly home?
So we wake up in the morning, and like, we're messy people.
Yeah.
And we had like a hotel room. And his shit is everywhere.
Yep.
And he's like, can you pack for me?
No. Oh, my God. I didn't even realize. You have to do, like, real shit now.
I had, like, a mom moment come over me where I was like, he needs me.
Yeah.
And I, like, I don't know who
you were like,
I was.
Oh, I can lift a car right now.
No, literally.
You're
I
like, pack
up.
Your suitcase. I'll bring this whole hotel with
I
us.
I turned into my mom for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I folded something. Like, I was like, we need to take care of him. And I'm like, whose sock is this? Yeah. And I'm running around. I'm getting his Advil. I'm picking up his dirty stuff, putting it in a bag. Like, I don't know who I was in that moment.
Yeah.
And he's lying there and he's like, I love you. And I was, it was honestly like hot. Like, there was like a foreplay shit
like,
happening.
There was some weird like role playing.
But then we recorded an episode of Burner Phone. If you guys want to listen, we were just depressed a bit. Cause like we were supposed to record that day too.
Yeah.
So we were like, we got to record this episode. So definitely listen to that and make him feel better and watch his special.
I feel so bad for him because really I've never met someone that enjoys his like sports as much as him.
And he's been injured so many times like this last 3 years, which is the only time he's known me. Which
and all
makes
he
me
does
think.
In the summer is play golf.
No, he was like, I don't think I can play volleyball or golf or ski, even ping pong. Don't think I can play tennis. Don't think I play pickleball. And I'm like, those are all our favorite sports. What are we going to do?
See, if that was my husband, I'd be like, good.
Well, that's the thing. I'm also like, I always joke that I like older men because they're tired. Mm-hmm. But like, he's the most hyper older man I've ever met. So I'm like, good, take a fucking nap.
Yeah, take
Let's
a nap.
Let's sleep in. So then we have to get him to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like second floor of the hotel. It's like, there's no elevator. The ski chalet.
Yeah.
And I have to get two of his huge bags down. We go to the airport and we have to get him in a wheelchair.
So how did he do his leg, though, on the plane seat?
No, it's a nightmare. Because he's also, he's a big man.
He's a big man.
People don't talk about it enough. He's 6'3"
I feel like he's even taller than that.
Arguably 6'4" and like
No, because I feel thick. Like Craig is 6'4" and I feel like Des is like maybe an inch taller. Like, I really feel like Des is like 6'5".
We have to let's not.
In my head, Des is 7'1".
His energy is giving.
No, his energy is of a 6'7" man. He is the soul of a 6'7" man.
But they say in photos he looks smaller. Everyone thinks from photos that he's like 5'11".
Oh photos. My God. No, Des is
whenever people
a man.
Meet him, they go, you're so
tall. Yeah.
So he's this massive, decrepit man. And it's hard to get it through the aisle with the crutch. The whole thing's a nightmare. Yeah. And you know how I feel about admin? I went in full, like, I can't even process this mode. And, like, he was in shock. But then we got a lot of attention on social media. So that, like, balanced it out.
I love that.
And then we did Denver. And I came back. And here we are.
Wow. You've had a week.
I've been gone for 2 weeks. I've had 2 weeks.
Okay, I have a story that happened to me that it—
I feel like I haven't seen you forever.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen you. I feel like recently we've been talking about very niche New York City things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very niche New York City occurrence that happened to me. So I'm in my apartment And Craig is in my bedroom on the phone. So I'm like in my living room and I can hear in my hallway, I can hear like a door slam and a girl say, fuck.
Oh.
And so in my head, I was like, oh, she locked herself out. Like if I had a fucking nickel, like mm-hmm. I hate when that happens. Mm-hmm. But I'm like going about my business, like doing stuff in my apartment. I hear like a faint knock on my door. And I know that Craig had ordered something, but I never answered.
I feel like Craig is always ordering something.
Always ordering something. But I never answer my door for delivery people because I get like freaked out. I'm like, they're going to force themselves in and literally kill me. So I just like wait. They leave it outside my door and then like I get it. But something in me was like, oh, just answer it. You're right here by the door. So I answer it. There was like bags on the floor, like Target bags. And then there's just a girl standing there in nothing, like in a orange silk robe, long brown hair, gorgeous. And I'm just like, hi? And she was like, hi, I locked myself out. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not wearing anything. I have to go downstairs. And I was like, oh my God, like come into my apartment. So she comes in and she was like, can I please have a towel to go downstairs? And I was like, no, like, let me get you clothes.
Where you go, wait, I have the perfect outfit for you.
Literally, I was like, wait a second, I have a sweatsuit I've been dying to see on someone.
You go, no, 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 this doesn't go with your eyes. Also, I have shoes to match.
I'm like, a towel?
You go, what's your mood right
what's
now?
What's the journey?
Your like, wait, is she wearing, like, a lingerie, like, see-through?
Like a silk mini orange.
You go, first of all, where did you get that?
I'm like, first of all, you're gorgeous. You're stunning. She's like standing in my apartment, basically naked, like crying. I'm like, hold on, let me get you sweats. So I go in the bedroom. I see Craig, obviously. He's like, what's going on? I go, don't come out. Like the last thing this girl needs is like a 6'3 man being like, I heard there's like a naked girl.
Or that's exactly what she wants.
Literally. Then I was like, am I being set up?
Craig ordered a girl on Uber Eats in a robe. And she's like, hey, I
like, is this the right apartment? I'm like, yeah, come in. She's like, okay.
Craig's like, no, I got that from Target.
He's like, okay, like I won't come out. So I bring her sweats.
He goes, if I had a nickel for how many times you told me to just
stay away. So I give her the sweats. I give her a pair. I have like a pair of like Amazon like flip flops that I like keep by my door.
You give her
go
earrings.
Downstairs.
You accessorize her.
I'm like, here's a mini bag.
You go, wait. I need to style this differently. It was.
I'm like, how do you feel about your hair in a slick back?
You take a photo like a stylist, and you look at it in the photo. You go, no, I don't like the angles.
So she leaves. She goes downstairs.
How do you feel about blazer?
She comes back up. She knocks on my door again. And she's like, I just want to say thank you. Here's like the maintenance guy's here, like has my key. I was like, amazing. She lives right next door to me.
She didn't need to do that.
It was nice.
Yeah.
She never gave me my clothes back. I'm sitting there and I'm like, hold on a moment. Where's my sweatsuit?
Where's my Lululemon aloe sweatsuit that I spent stupid money on?
I was like, wait. Then I was like, Craig was like, maybe she's washing it. Like she was naked. Maybe she's washing it and giving it back to you. This was 4 days ago. I don't have my sweatsuit. And not that I do really care. Like, I actually don't give a shit about that sweatsuit.
No, this is a wild story. Also, like, I know where you live.
I'll knock on your door. But, like, to me, that is my number one. That is why I'm such a bitch when it comes to, like, clothes and friends borrowing it. Yeah. Because, there are girlfriends that, like, have things of mine that I'm like, you never fucking gave that back and I'm livid.
And also, if you know Paige, she's actually quite chill about literally everything in this world.
Except my clothes.
Except clothes.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only – like, you will forget that someone, like, called you a cunt, ass, whore, bitch to your face.
100%.
On TV.
Yep.
And then – but if someone doesn't return a ring that you lent them, you'll be like – do you have any respect for anyone in this world?
No, I'm like, you narcissist, you selfish bitch, give me my fucking skirt back. See, that's why I think God didn't give me a sister. No, I would have.
And thank God we're different sizes.
No, I wouldn't have been able.
I mean, slightly different sizes, but thank God.
I couldn't have had a sister.
But I also have this, it feels so bad when someone like even lends you a hair tie and you lose it. Because I'm that girl, where I'm like, just don't, because I'm going to lose it. I know I will.
See, I also don't think I've ever borrowed something of some, like clothes-wise. Like, I think maybe in high school, I had like one friend where we would share certain stuff, but like that was it.
There's a TikTok being like, oh, you want me to walk in your shoes? They're ugly, so I won't. I kept thinking about you and that quote.
Walk a mile in your shoes? I'd rather not.
I'd rather? I would never wear platforms.
She's wearing fur Crocs. Am I walking a mile?
My fur Crocs were the star of this trip. When I tell you I love these fur Crocs so much, you don't have to wear socks. And as an ADHD girl, like socks, if they're off like a little bit, I freak out. Putting on socks is like exhausting to me. Like, you just slip them on. I was wearing it in the snow for Crocs.
Did you ever wear a school uniform?
One place we had to wear collared shirts and no jeans, but I never had like
a uniform.
But
you never had like a knee sock mini skirt moment.
I did wear actually knee socks and limited two skirts I would wear, just like my own fashion statement.
Oh.
But I would wear like
I love that for you.
Wild socks. I thought it was funny to wear like at, crazy
remember
pattern
like at
socks.
Some point when we were younger, people were wearing like toe socks and you would put your individual toes in. I feel like you were a girly that like you got them in your Easter basket.
You just called me a horse girl to my fucking face. That is so mean. That's the meanest thing you've ever said.
I feel like if you didn't go tennis, you had potential to be leader of the horse girls.
I think I might become – you have to be so rich, though. Like, to be a horse girl.
That's true. No, I feel like there's some rogue horse girls out here.
I've seen poor horse girls.
You're thinking of like Bella Hadid, like equestrian horse girl.
Yes.
I'm thinking
like you found a horse on the side of a road,
pony head pole in between your legs, like running around a gym horse girl.
Oh, like I just have tons of horse photos in my room, and I'm like, this is Daisy.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, one day I'm gonna buy one.
I also have a crazy story.
Okay.
Not to like compete with your common story, but. I was on a 6 a.m. flight yesterday, so I had to wake up at 4 a.m. because the Denver airport is an hour away from the city, which is like...
No.
Also, the Denver airport is like in with the Illuminati.
It's all I think about when I go there.
The second I landed, I was like, you don't know about this, Des? And he was like, no. And I'm like, are you part of the Illuminati?
Craig didn't know about it either. I was like, have you ever been on TikTok
no,
once?
Literally. So anyway, that airport was already skeeving me out. I got in my seat. Turns out I was actually in the wrong seat. Mm-hmm. You know how A is on should be on the left when you walk in, but it's on the right. But when I'm really tired, I go left. I do this all the time, and someone has to be like, you're in my seat.
Yep.
I guess the girl was like not in the mood because it was like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything to me.
Okay.
Guy sits down next to me.
Oh, so she just sat in your...
I guess she knew.
Yeah.
I guess it was like the last one, and she was like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
She didn't know who it was, maybe. Anyway, so I didn't even know this. I'm not awake.
Yeah.
This man sits next to me, and he's wearing these like really cool jeans. Like patterned and like kind of, I don't know, just wild. And then he has these like Chanel glasses on.
Okay.
And these like long dreads and a face mask.
Are you sitting next to Lenny Kravitz?
No, I would. That's Lenny Kravitz is so good looking.
That was a good guess.
Then I realized I have to pee because like life is just so hard. Mm-hmm. And he miraculously gets up to pee and I go, perfect, we're doing like a team thing.
Yeah.
So I get up with him. And then we get back down. And he's like, hold on one second, I have to get my pills. Mm-hmm. And he's like getting his pills and it's taking kind of a while and I'm standing in the aisle and people are, it's just like chaos and I'm just like, I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. And he looks at me and he goes, oh, I always mess up my pills when I have different time zones.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, fancy. Like someone is a world traveler, someone's a jet setter. I'm like, who the
and
fuck
a drug
is this
addict.
Guy? So he's like 70.
It's like 6 a.m. No, what could he possibly have been fucking
I think
taking?
He's 71 and like had cancer twice.
Oh.
And he was like.
Who is this man?
So, you know when you look at someone, you go, I don't know who this is, but I know that he's like a superstar.
Okay.
Like, you know your parents. Like, I'm like,
yeah,
I know my parents
like, know.
Would lose their mind right
yeah.
now. So he kind of like says something nice to me, but I'm like not in the mood to talk. And I'm like, whatever. Finally, he asked me something. No, he goes, oh, yeah, I couldn't go to the Grammys this year. And I was like, me neither.
Yeah.
And he was like, I went last year because, like, I won a lot of stuff. But this year I'm, like, really busy. He pulls out his phone. He just starts, like, showing me photos.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, and he, I realized.
Still has a mask on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he shows me, when you go out, when you get out of the airport in Paris, there's, like, a Chanel campaign.
Okay.
And there's this, like, gorgeous black older man whose face is like the Chanel campaign.
Okay.
And that's him. So his name's Nile Rodgers. He wrote like We Are Family. We are family.
Oh my God.
He wrote like Madonna's Like a Virgin. He's like, if you Google Nile Rodgers, he's written like The Freak, C'est Chic. That's
how,
like,
oh my God.
He's written everything. And I see him and I'm like, oh my God, I know who this is.
Common and would literally freak out to meet him, I feel like.
So he shows me a photo of him in Common. And I go, you know what? Not to make this about me, but like my best friend knows Common.
So we're dating these men.
So I feel like, so Nile Rodgers is my best friend. This man, he's 71. And I guess I was like, we're being funny, bantering. Mm-hmm. He shows me his whole camera roll. And first I was nervous. I'm like, am I going to see like tits or something? This cute, innocent man is just showing me. He goes, this is at the Yves Saint Laurent. Like, I was like, Paige would love this. Chanel, he has a partnership with Chanel. They give him all his clothes and he styles himself. He styles himself like the sickest outfits.
Oh my God.
And then he's showing me like all these trips he goes on. And I watched the documentary about like the greatest day of music. And he goes, I was there. And I was like, give me the tea. And I'm not going to like explicitly say it, but he gave me some good tea.
About?
Basically, Madonna wasn't invited. And he's Madonna's boy. Like,
yeah.
And Madonna was like really hurt that she wasn't invited because Quincy Jones basically was like, your voice isn't good enough. And this is Madonna at her height.
Oh my gosh.
So it makes me feel like you can be at your height and still like be hurt by people. Yeah. So he was like, so I wasn't in it because I wanted to kind of like stand with my girl. Like,
that
I didn't
really
want to be
nice
on camera because he's like, it was like, I just
remember when Madonna was like dying 2 months ago and then like everyone just stopped talking about it.
Is she dying?
Remember?
Or like her butt implant popped or
something? No. Google that. Madonna was, everyone thought Madonna was literally going to die. She got like.
Like Jon Snow. What a niche reference. Grace looks
so
confused.
She got like staph infection or
something. Oh my God.
Yeah, in June, Madonna had developed a serious bacterial infection that kept her in the ICU for several days.
Yeah. And then she just got over it and was like, I'm back, bitches.
This is so
like,
fucked
okay
up because I'm the biggest Madonna fan. Did she just get lipo?
I know.
I think staph infection is code for lipo. 2 weeks of a staph infection, you got lipo.
No, you would be dead. Lipo's like out here and it's happening and it's popping.
My favorite thing about Barbara Corcoran was she said, as you get older, every 10 years you get a facelift. It's just like what you do. It's like going to like get your teeth cleaned.
I'm definitely going to get a facelift at some point.
Yeah. And we still.
You know what my mom said to me the other day?
What did she say?
And I felt so like. She was being so wholesome. She was like, you know what? You should really buy like a food processor. It like really comes in handy. And I was like, when the fuck would a food processor come in handy for me?
For making pies?
And she goes, well, at some point you're going to have kids and like maybe they're going to want macaroni salad and you're going to need to chop up celery. And I go, Mom, I can assure you that never in my life will I be chopping up celery for fucking mac salad. But if you want to come over and make it for my children, you can.
That's the thing. I thought that we were going to just like turn into our moms.
Yeah.
I'm 32 and it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened.
It did for literally 6 minutes when my husband broke his entire body and I had a panic moment that he would leave me if I didn't take care of him. But no, I've never once been like, you know what would make this macaroni salad better?
Children.
So the never funniest thing about Nile, me and Nile, he's telling me about New York City in the 70s. We're having
like a great name to name your son because not only is it Irish, but like
is not. Oh, but he Nile spells it like the Nile River, like N-I-L-E. But I do like that idea.
Yeah.
After we said we hate children.
Yeah.
So he literally gives me his number. Like, he's like, we're best friends.
Yeah.
And he's like, where are your gigs? Like, whatever. He said Cara Delevingne goes to all his shows. Like,
oh, my
gosh. He's showing me. Like, it's crazy. So I leave and I'm like, I'm best friends with the greatest musician of all time.
Yep.
And I'm kind of like feeling myself.
You made it.
And I was like, should I retire? Like, what do I do? And I post it on Instagram, and this girl messages me, and she's like, oh, my God, I was on a flight with him 3 months ago, and he showed me all the photos in his phone. And I'm like, so that's his thing. Like,
and
he
if
was
that's
so sweet
not a man, and if that – use the same goddamn lines. If I hear the Commons out here praying with other people on planes, I will be
for
living.
For sure. That's what he does. So, like, at first I was like, he saw me, and he said, there's something about that girl that's special. No, I could have been
he just
a dog.
Old and wanted to talk to someone.
Just, no, he literally is just like, and he was not creepy at all. He was like so sweet and so nice, and he liked that I was from New York. But like, that's his thing. That's the thing.
It's hard in these streets.
I didn't sleep on a 4-hour 6 a.m. flight.
No, that's
Nile Rodgers. That was crazy.
That's insane. I saw a comment and I was like, I like you, but I gotta fucking tired. Go to bed. February is the month of love, and there's nothing I love more than a comfortable bra. Today's sponsor is Honey Love. They have revolutionized the bra game. So say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. I absolutely hate when my bra makes me start sweating. It's the worst feeling ever. Plus, they've made the fabric so soft and it feels like a second skin, honestly. You'll immediately feel the difference and it's so next level comfy. For a limited time only, you can get Honey Love on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/giggly. Show your support and check them out at honeylove.com/giggly. One of the things I love about Honey Love is I'm always wearing it under my outfits whenever I have to go on a red carpet because I just get so nervous. And I honestly don't sweat because that's another thing I'm nervous about. But it also just makes my outfit look so much better and it makes me feel more comfortable, like I'm all strapped in, nothing's going anywhere, and I can really show off my outfit. So treat yourself to the best bra on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/giggly. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/giggly. After you purchase, they may ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that Giggly Squad sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Should we talk about the Grammys?
Lots.
You go first, because you were spitting like Simon Cowell fire last night on your Insta story.
No, literally.
I love when you do just one blurry Insta story.
like, where is she? You know?
Like, I was waiting what for came? All these beautiful curated pics and just you, like, in the dark, like look, look. I've been around this for so long. She's just smoking a cigarette, like, look, I'm going to burn my fucking eyes out. With my cigarette butt.
My mom has been with me for like a week. We're sitting on the couch watching it, and she goes, and don't get on your podcast tomorrow and say anything bad about Taylor Swift. And I was like, Mom, sorry, but I have to speak my truth.
The floor is yours.
I will say I actually did really like Taylor Swift's dress. I liked the white dress. I know she does all these like Easter eggs of for her fans. She had to wear like black and white. I could have done without the sleeves or without the gloves. Her accessories, obviously, she copied the Hannah Burner.
Well, I mean, I was laughing because everyone's sending me the choker.
Yeah.
So I had to post it.
Yeah.
Also, like, I obviously did not invent a watch choker at Devise NYC.
But I'm going to be honest, I haven't, like,
I Googled it.
Seen it's not like around. Around. No.
It's not like a trend. So then I was like, obviously, she's like, saw giggler.
You. Yeah. She's and, like, I need that.
And I'm, like, kind of feeling myself. And then I go to your Insta story and you're like, can I just say, everything I've seen at the Grammys is disgusting. And I was like, that tracks so. And I was like, fashion is
No, I've actually really liked her accessories. Yeah. The thing with the Grammys is, like, it's not the Golden Globes. It's not the Emmys. It's not the Oscars. You can wear, like, crazy weird shit and have fun. It's kind of like the MTV.
Yeah.
Like
I like
be
I like the
quirky.
Girl with the furry white, like, the full furry white crazy
like,
thing.
Yeah, I didn't love that. But, like, it was, like, the grand. It was the Grammy.
I liked Ice Spice in the baby fat.
She looked horrible. But anyway. Ice Spice, I think she dresses so badly.
Wait, that's the crazy because she's my, like, style icon, Ice Spice.
That's tracks actually so here's the thing that annoys me the most.
She wears toe socks.
She definitely wears toe socks. The thing that annoys me the most about Taylor Swift's team is if Taylor's saying to her hairstylist and makeup artist, you have to do this hair and makeup or I'll literally fire you, then I get it.
But I don't see her doing that.
But if she's saying to her hairstylist and makeup artist, this
what's
is the
vibe?
Dress I'm wearing, what do you guys think? And then they're giving her the same red lip and the cat eye. I need her to fire them.
I'm going to be honest. I think she tells them, I want a cat eye and I want a red lip, which she can evolve from.
I think she can.
She stays with something. Like, remember the short hair look? She did it for, like, a long time.
How does she keep her red lip so perfect, though? I've never once seen a transfer. Never seen a little red smudge up
if
here.
If I was
like,
dating
how does she do
Travis
it?
Kelce
yeah.
and wearing that red lip, mm-hmm. that red lipstick would be
all over
everywhere. All over him, all over his dick, all over me,
yeah.
on my eye. Like, it would be so disgusting. People would be like, have you guys ever spoken to each other?
Every time I wear a red lip, I say to myself, and this is why I don't wear a red lip.
I wore a red lip the other day, and all I did was I had an itch on my nose, and it got everywhere.
Everywhere.
It looked like I had a murder scene.
So I don't know how she's keeping it so tame.
I do have to say, though, like, obviously, people listen to our podcast, which is, like, the coolest thing ever.
Yep.
The concept, like, Taylor Swift might listen, a delusional side of me started happening last night, and I was like, she does.
Maybe she's seen a clip.
The fact, it's not crazy for us to say Taylor Swift may have seen a clip on her.
It's actually not crazy. Everyone has TikTok.
Everyone has TikTok.
Everyone scrolls.
And then she knows I'm besties with Haley.
Right. Okay, but that wouldn't be great.
Wait, I'm getting myself in
trouble. Not great for the cause whatsoever.
There was a moment where I was like, she listens to Giggly every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Whenever we decide to put it out. She thinks we're really funny.
She gets a newsletter.
She gets the newsletter. She goes in the newsletter, sees what is Paige going to recommend from Amazon, clicks it, buys it. And
she's like, what is Hannah doing that's like quirky today? She's like wearing a watch around her neck.
I do have to say her energy at award shows.
I do like that she stood for Olivia Rodrigo.
And do you that could have been like the worst energy.
Yeah.
It takes Taylor Swift standing up and then everyone else is like having fun. But I really think like it's kind of just her.
Here's the other thing though. I'm a realist. Okay. I see situations and I feel as though I'm like, how would I react in that? If I'm at the Grammys, I'm sitting behind Taylor. She's standing up every time someone's performing. In my head, I'm like, sit the fuck down. I can't see. Okay, someone put a TikTok out and it was a video of everyone going into the Grammys and how it looked like general admission because like no one had a ticket. They were like telling, shooing people, and it's like all these A-list celebrities like waiting
without
in a
their
line.
Teams or anything, and they're just waiting alone and they're so uncomfortable, like their dresses are so fucking tight.
And I was like, wow, this is so like humanizing.
Yeah.
Like Sophia Richie's there trying to like show her ticket. It's
like, fully pregnant. Just like she's pregnant. Can she sit down?
Yeah. No, she needs to sit.
The thing also, everyone's now, I went to sleep before the end of it. And I wake up and there's all this drama about Celine Dion. Did you watch the clip?
Yep.
So she won it, and then she kind of she took it from Celine Dion.
But, like, and as she took it from Celine Dion, she was looking back at the
girl who might have said something.
Yeah, and like Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
People were giving her shit for bringing Lana Del Rey up on the stage.
No.
Who cares?
Who cares?
People were giving her shit for, I will say, she didn't even look at Celine Dion.
Well, this is my thing. Those moments are so crazy.
So over. Could have been so fucking overwhelming.
I just have to tell you, as someone who may or may not have had moments that, like, people will, like, replay and watch, like, there's so much deeper context to certain moments. Mm-hmm. And, like, if I won an award, everything would go black.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, she's won it 100 times. It's still crazy when you're on national television. You have to go up and everyone's watching you. I could easily just be like, okay, trophy, what am I saying? Why is that person talking to me? How much time do I have for the speech? Like, we cannot judge her by that moment.
No, I certainly don't.
And afterward, she took a whole picture. Like, everyone calm down. And for everyone who's like, oh, stop talking about Taylor Swift. It's the haters that are talking about her all the time.
Right.
That story should not have been a story.
Right. Right, because
we could be fighting the good fight.
No, Will Smith literally assaulted someone, and we got over it in like 6 months. And we were like, what are they up to?
Can we talk about Jay-Z?
First of all, I was getting really annoyed when he was giving his speech, because at first I was like, is he not going to thank his wife?
You texted me that. You're like, why?
And I was like, waiting for it, and then he went rogue.
So then he went like too hard for his wife.
And then he was like, okay.
This is my thing. That was the most Brooklyn shit I've ever seen. As someone from Brooklyn, I was like, he just fucking, first he went in and he was just like, what's up? Then he was like, shout out to my boys.
Yep.
Then he looked and he goes, you fucking stupid motherfuckers.
He's basically like, thank you for this award. It means shit to me. And here's what I think about you. Let me tell you about yourself for a second.
I mean, where he's not, oh my God, Nile Rodgers just texted me. I did text him this morning.
Hannah's having an affair with a 70-year-old man.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I said, I go, hope you had a... I don't know if the other girl got his number, though.
Okay.
I said, hope you had a nice day off yesterday. This is Hannah Berner, the comic from The Flight. Realized he never asked my name. So my mom was like...
A classic New York City date.
So it was just a day on Raya. Yeah. Like, we were best friends, but like...
I realized he never asked a single question about myself. Like, I think that's my husband.
I go, so much fun. And I sent him the photo where I like, posted on Instagram because he didn't see it. And you guys, by the way, I would never do this with...
Someone not famous.
No, I never do. Like Emrata, Hailey Bieber. Yeah. I would never.
Yeah.
But something about him, he's this nice, sweet,
yeah, he's
older
an old man.
Man.
Yeah. And you, let's not bring up your grandpa. That's not.
Why would you do that?
I know.
Wait, he just wrote, this is the cutest thing. Dear Hannah. I'm already crying. I hope I didn't bombard you with chatter.
Oh my God.
Because he knows at the end I was really tired. I said I had to take a little nap. I'm extremely talkative on flights when I meet cool people. Me and that girl.
Yeah.
Again, I apologize, but I had a blast. The fact that Nile Rodgers is apologizing
to
me.
Wait, that's so nice.
No, you don't understand. This
was
the sweetest
thing.
Wait,
what did you say to him,
though?
You probably were like, okay, I'm going to nap now.
Well, so he went up to pee, and I go, this is my moment.
Yeah.
I was, like, falling asleep while he was talking to me, but it was so interesting. And Dez was so cute, because I was texting Dez, because I was like, Dez, who is this man?
Yeah.
And Dez was like, take in everything he tells you. Like, this is history. Like, the stories from New York and stuff. And then he goes, take care of my fellow New Yorker and all the best to you. He goes, I can't wait to laugh at one of your shows, regards.
Oh, that's so nice. Common didn't ask for my fucking number.
You know what he did, actually? He gave me a QR code. Nile Rodgers. He just had a QR code on his home screen, and he goes, take it. And then I got all of his information.
Oh, wait, that's genius.
It's genius, but like, I wouldn't want my grandpa out here just giving out his social security number to people.
Grandpa?
Jay-Z, this is the one thing that I think is very, very valid. Okay. Award shows are stupid.
Yes.
And he even said, he's like, I get it, it's subjective. Mm-hmm. And the Beyonce thing of her never winning Album of the Year, I'm not like a music buff, so I don't know about like what makes an album best versus singles. If you look at all the artists, there are so many artists that have been snubbed. Like people are like, Celine Dion never won one, and like there's so many. So like overall, it's just like these awards are stupid.
Yep.
I want to know when he goes, some of you guys shouldn't even
be
in the
category.
What category is he
talking about?
Who's he talking about? I was on Twitter for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Who is he talking about?
I don't know.
Because people are trying to say Taylor. I don't think he was talking about Taylor. People were trying to say Harry Styles from last year. I don't think it was.
No, I feel like it was in general. I feel like it
but
wasn't.
What category?
I feel like it wasn't even pointed at this specific Grammys award. I think he was saying it in general, like with the Grammys. Like there are people that shouldn't win. There are people that shouldn't even be in these categories. Oh, like I think he was just saying in general, it's a clusterfuck.
If I was the Grammys, I don't know the politics behind it. I'd just be like, you know what, Jay? You run the Grammys. Like well, you clearly.
Here's the thing. I feel like the Grammys took a real leap because they know that he hates them. So I don't know if this was their way
was
of being
so
like, and
funny
here's an award.
When he said Will Smith, first he brought up Will Smith and I was like, what's about to happen? Then he goes, he boycotted it but watched it at home.
Yeah.
And he said he boycotted it once and watched it at home.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking entertaining. At the end of the day, it's entertainment.
Right.
And actual getting the awards right is wrong. And the truth is like, anyone who gets nominated, people who even aren't nominated,
I'm
you
also going
to
say something really controversial. Okay. I love Dua Lipa so much. She can't dance. She can't move. She can't move well.
This is the thing.
Sometimes I'm like, one thing about I feel being like an I artist, can get up and do that number.
One thing about being an artist, I feel like lean into what you're good at. And I think she really wants to be a dancer.
I think she does too.
Like,
I can.
She did a full dance number.
But did she?
The thing is, she is like model-esque. She's lanky.
She's lanky.
Her body's
and
gorgeous.
Stunning.
You don't have to move it. Just stand there.
Yeah, you can just stand there and like, if you're a dancer, be a dancer. But if you're not, you don't need to also be one.
Like Tate McRae, you're a dancer.
A dancer. Olivia Rodrigo, she just stood there. I loved every minute of it. She didn't try and be a dancer.
I loved the blood.
Loved the blood.
That was so good.
And I'm like in my Vampire Diaries era. Oh. So like... You didn't see that one coming, did ya?
You go so niche sometimes with your binges.
So niche.
This is the thing. Grammy performances are hard.
Yeah. I would assume so too because it's not like you're
Fantasia
performing.
Fantasia was great.
Fantasia was great.
Who'd your mom like?
It's really more like who doesn't she like, you know?
Oh, but she's like, be nice to Taylor Swift.
Never been a fan
Swift.
Of her. And like, oh, she says, she's like, I don't know about Billie Eilish. And I was like, no, I love Billie Eilish. And then by the end of the Grammy, she was like, no, she seems really nice.
Yeah, her and her singing was like so, that song apparently is like impossible to sing.
I know, I watched like a whole TikTok about it. And then I just like that she does it with her brother. Like, I think that's nice.
Des and I were like deciding if we should have kids or not. And with the parents, they're like, your two kids are winning Grammys and performing on stage. And I look at Des, I go, those could be our kids. If we
had
kids.
I feel like you'd have really athletic kids instead.
He started laughing and he was like, no, they're going to be like,
no, I feel like if my child doesn't become something really great, I'll be pissed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Side note, I realize I don't suffer from jet lag.
Because you're well-traveled?
Because I'm always tired.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's jet lag or tired, but I'm used to it. I'm like, I woke up exhausted and I'm
exhausted.
Like, and that's called the morning.
Yeah.
And then it was 4 p.m. and I was exhausted. And I go, again, that's called the afternoon for me.
Yeah.
It's called depression.
No, I think we have...
Depression.
Yeah, but I also think we have something like...
A bug.
No, like a nutrient deficiency.
I know, but what is that nutrient? We're not trying
sure.
to find it. You know,
sure.
People are like, well, have you cut gluten? I'm
no.
not strategically cutting out parts of my diet for a theory.
If you're saying to me the few words, have you, just know it's no.
It's a no
have you?
For
nope,
me.
Haven't. Have
I'm
not.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah, stop you right there.
I'm going to stop you right there.
No.
I'm also, wait, you guys, I have so many notes. I'm going around on people's photos, and you know when you just have like a new thing you like to say?
Yep.
I'm writing on everyone's photo, I gasped.
I like that.
Because Hailey Bieber said it like 2 years ago with Emma Chamberlain. She saw her outfit and she goes, no, I gasped.
I like when people say, the scream I scrumped.
Wait, I've never heard that before.
The scream I scrumped.
Can you spell scrumped?
S-C-R-U-M-P-T. Scrumped.
Or is it E-D? Scrumped.
Shut up, Hannah. No, I think it's a T.
Wait, that's so cute too.
So I like
but
that.
I said it on like three girls' photos, and I'm like, what if people are onto me and they're like, you said that on the last
No, girl's that's show. You can say the same. I say the same thing all the time.
None of mine. We get really
well,
creative.
Well, you're different.
No, now I get, when I see you do a new post, now I get
anxiety.
This exact, and
like,
I'm like,
what am I going to comment?
Well, sometimes it comes right to me. And then sometimes I'm about to write something and I see someone below wrote something kind of funny and I go, and then I'll take like 5 minutes and I work it out.
But
I text some people.
It's a fun, creative. I feel like it's an exercise for our brains.
Yes.
It's like, what
and the gigglers know. The gigglers
will
be like, Hannah, this is it. And then some of the gigglers will be like, LOL. Like, maybe next time you'll do better. I actually have some mental health stuff to talk about.
Okay.
I guess TikTok knew I went through it this last week. Mm. So I started to get a lot of the like psychology ones.
Yeah.
First one is called Men Are Jealous of You.
I mean, I've only been saying it since the womb.
So basically, this guy went on this tangent that really made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know when people are like, oh, like you're too much of a woman for him or like he can't handle you?
Yeah.
That never made sense to me. I'm like, oh, so like he's scared because I'm good?
Yeah.
Like, or he's scared that I'm successful? Like, mm-hmm. men aren't scared that you're successful. You don't make them feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
So like, it's not a jealousy like he wishes bad for you. It's mm-hmm. just that like, he can't handle who you are.
Yeah.
So like, but we never phrase it in that way. We're always like, oh, like you're too much for him. And that makes you feel like you did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
These men are out here jealous of you.
Yeah.
Like I've dated dudes and it's not like he's wishing bad on my career or stuff, but like he chooses someone else because he literally is jealous of me. And he'll choose a girl he's not jealous of.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like she's less than me, but like whatever his own demons are, he can handle her better. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's something we really have to keep an eye out for in these streets.
As an evil, evil girlfriend, I have said multiple times to men, honestly, to some that didn't even deserve it, but I was just in a bad mood that day.
You know, some I just gaslit.
Yeah. Some of them, I just wanted to see if I could make them cry. I have said, like, I get it. I am... like too good for you. You need to be with someone who thinks everything you do is amazing. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't think that. Like, I don't think everything you do should be praised. Like, you need to be with a girl that comes home every day and whatever you tell her, she's like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's not me, okay?
I'm laughing so hard because I'm thinking, like, what had to happen for you to get to that point? And then I realized nothing. You woke up in the morning and you go, can I tell you something?
Nothing. Literally nothing.
You go, morning, babe.
I was on the phone with Craig the other day. He said one thing that pissed me off. I quickly went 0 to 100 to the point where my mom goes, Paige?
Your mom's in the room.
I don't know if he even meant it like that. And I go, well, maybe not, but he'll know for next time, okay? You have to bully them. It's the only way.
But this is the thing. I do think so much of your life, you're taught, like, make him comfortable. Find a guy who, like,
and I'm exhausted.
That's a jealousy issue with him. And it's not like he wants what you have. Sometimes it's more just like, well, he doesn't like that you're comfortable with yourself and he's not.
And a lot of it is you force them to level up, like, because you show them what you're used to or you show them how you live. And if they're not matching it, you're kind of like, okay, dude, get your shit together.
And then that never
and
works long term.
Sometimes they don't want to. And if they don't want to, that's fine.
And then if they do, I still feel like it doesn't work out long term because they still feel like they had to get better for you, which means that they weren't as good for you. And then they move on.
They're always trying to impress you.
And then they move on and you're like, oh, I made him this great guy and then he left me. No, because he never felt good enough for you in the first place.
Tell me all my exes.
I did this one guy who I thought in my head, because I was younger and he had done a lot of cool shit. I was like, he's so much cooler than me. Mm-hmm. I can't believe he likes me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize in my young brain that he hated himself.
Yeah.
And the whole relationship, he made me feel bad when I was like, he's just so cool. Obviously, I feel bad about myself. He's so cool. And then when I ended it at the end, because I just felt horrible about myself, he was like, I'm sorry, like, I'm so insecure about myself. And I'm like, what? I thought I just wasn't cool enough for you. When I say cool, I mean, like, you just feel like...
you weren't good enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When in his head, he felt like he wasn't good enough for me. And at the end of the day, it's just people, like, being insecure about their own stupid shit. So it's less like, are you good enough for each other? It's, are you guys good enough for yourself?
Yeah.
Because if you stay with people that you're, like... becoming less than for, or you feel like you're constantly like trying to better. Like, yeah, that's not your fucking job.
It's not your job. I genuinely feel like all of my ex-boyfriends should send me a thank you note or some type of card, because every girl they've dated after me, they've stayed with. They've married. Like, they've been with long-term.
Because they're so traumatized by your relationship that the next person, they're just like, hold me. Hold me close.
Or I made them the best version of themselves.
I don't think that. Not that you, I just, I think that they've been like.
No, I think I traumatized them
traumatized
a lot.
Them.
I think that a lot
in
of them
a good
are
way.
In
they were like, I don't want to be in that war anymore. Like, I'm back from the war. I just want to find a wife and settle down. Don't make
because
me go to Vietnam again.
I also don't realize, like, how genuinely bitchy my face is. Mm. So, like, you could be telling me something and I could genuinely be like really happy for you and interested, yeah, but my face isn't showing that. And then I feel like sometimes I'll catch Craig being like, so what do you think? And I'm like, no, that's great. And he was like, okay, well, you didn't say anything.
No,
like, you didn't.
You're so Des.
Make a facial expression.
That's so,
because
Des is just like taking in the information. Yeah. I'm like, was that not hilarious? And he'll be like, no, yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah. He's just a Scorpio. And I'm like, okay.
Sorry, we have our own shit happening.
No, you're perfect. Like, you're literally perfect. Also, when you're dating, this was a crazy thing I read on the New York Times TikTok. Does the New York Times even have a TikTok? Okay. Chris, this is so good for you too. Like, just keep an eye. Because Chris is young. Chris is learning.
Yeah.
When you're picking a guy, mm-hmm, pick him based on what he would do on the Titanic.
Very interesting.
Would he be the guy that would fucking sideswipe an old lady and jump on the boat, mm-hmm, to get out? Yep. Or would he be the guy making sure that the women and kids are okay?
Yeah.
Like, what role would he play? Because we,
wow,
all know that dude who's such a fucking asshole and you don't know why. And then you think, what would he have done the Titanic? He,
yes,
would have drowned me in the ice cold water for him to go, because he needs to see his mom who sucks his own dick all,
yes,
the time. So, like, that is literally, like, I hate to be like, but like, Des, for example, is like, he's like, I mean, maybe all Irish people are firemen, but like, I know in a crisis, like,
yeah,
he's helping people.
No, I think about it a lot. Like, every time I get on a plane, I'm like, okay, genuinely, if someone is trying to start some fuck shit on this plane, I know Craig is going to stand up
and
be
fly
like,
the plane.
And be like, not today.
He goes,
like,
this is my mom.
I was like, he's been waiting every moment to pretend to be in the CIA, mm-hmm, and like, it's now or never.
You know, and I really think that's true. Like, when you know when you're like, I just don't like that girl's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think it goes all the way to that, like, innate thing. Like, and I'll say this about Craig all the time. Like, Craig is a good fucking dude.
Yeah.
And it's because I know, like, if we were ever in trouble,
yeah,
like, Craig or Des, are there things that are not perfect with them?
So many.
They're men, you know? Like, they're chucking themselves down mountains,
yep,
for fun.
Yeah.
Chris would paddle his own arms.
Yes.
Chris would put us on his back.
He would make sure that he put the, what is it, the oxygen on first, but then immediately he's
doing
ours.
Oh, you're talking
about
the plane. I was talking, yeah, about the Titanic. But yes.
Oh, right.
Chris, would you?
Plane or boat? I got you guys.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, that was hot. People are like loving Chris, by the way.
As they should.
As they should. This
as
is a Chris Stan podcast. One more mental health thing before I talk about Demi Lovato. So.
Which oddly goes hand in hand.
It does. Okay. Actually, a therapist on TikTok told me this. When something happens to you, stop trying to think about the why and just think about the what.
Okay.
Now, I'm an overthinker. So, mm-hmm, when anything happens, I'm like, why did this happen? How, yep, did it happen? What was the meaning? That just gets you more in that negative space.
Mm-hmm.
But if something happens to you and you just think, what happened, and not why am I feeling this way, just go, what am I feeling?
Mm.
It's a game changer. Like, you know when you get upset and immediately you spiral of like, why do I react like this? Why is this happening? Why did that trigger me? And next thing you know, your whole day is ruined. Instead, just be like, what am I feeling? Okay, I'm human. That makes sense. Something upsetting happened and now, like,
mm-hmm,
I'm upset. Can we just move on?
It's funny because something I talk about in therapy a lot is not being able to know how I feel,
mm,
like, in a moment.
Mm.
And my therapist will be like, okay, and how'd you feel when that happened? And I'll be like, I actually have no idea. Like, I feel like I shut it off so much. Like, I don't want to think why. I don't want to think what. I'd rather just, I'm going to leave.
I think, like, it's an in-between.
Yeah.
Because I think too much, and I think you can numb stuff.
Yeah.
But instead, we both just have to be like, what happened? what did I feel? And that's okay. And so now let's move on.
The therapist has made me start journaling because she's like, you can't even process your emotions because you won't even let your brain.
Does she know that you can't write?
I told her.
You go.
And she was like, it's okay, you can do bullet points. Because I'm like, am I writing full out sentences? She's like, you can make it whatever you want. This is your journal.
Can I voice note? You send voice notes to your therapist, you go,
wait, I need to start voice noting Maria.
The voice notes on TikTok, the making fun of voice notes, is so us.
No.
Because, you know, like, you'll be in such a good voice note, and then you'll get a little cough, and then you have a full, you're like,
no, like,
anyway, I'm not starting this over.
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes I'll be so sleepy, too, and I'll be like, wow, that was, like, really, like, I don't even know if I spoke English. Should I redo it? And I'm like, nah, she'll get it.
Redoing a voice note is so funny.
It's so embarrassing.
It's the biggest cringe.
Because sometimes I'll be like, no, stop. And then I'll say that out loud, and then I'll
And then you start again. You know, that reminds me of Alexis Myers.
Yeah.
She's like, hi, this is Alexis Myers.
Every time you yell, I have to re-record it. I live by that. I want that on my tombstone.
That's me.
Every time
you
yell, I have to re-record it.
No, like when
it.
You're mad about something, but like, you're not going to believe what happened. And then you like fuck it up. And you're just like,
okay, that, you're not going to believe part about that. I was wearing 4-inch Manolos, not 6-inch Louboutins. I don't even remember what she said, but it was great.
So Demi Lovato, who I haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah, what's she been doing?
Is at a heart attack convention.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what it was.
Okay.
It was like a charity thing.
Yeah, okay.
And she performed the song Heart Attack.
Okay.
And like sometimes my algorithm's weird. It was like all my comedy friends and they were just reposting like that it was hilarious. They go, I didn't know Demi Lovato was a comedian. What was it, Chris?
It was the American Heart Association event. I don't
know. Wait, that's wild.
But
did they ask her to do that?
They had to. You don't just go rogue and sing that song. She's not like, hey guys, I want to surprise you. That was fully approved by people. I think people are trying to make it into a thing. I think I'd rather a song that's like kind of on brand than like I think it's weird when you're a charity than someone's like, my neck, my back, my pussy, and my cry. Like, how did we get here?
I didn't know. I feel like I've never been to a charity that they've had, like, an A-list performer.
I feel like we just haven't been invited to those kind of charities. Okay. I think the galas always have, like, a talent, like, singing something, like, to make people want to come to the charity.
I've never been a huge Demi Lovato, like, listener. So I don't know much about her. I think I did watch, like, a documentary, like, years ago.
I definitely watched a documentary. I want to see the lyrics to Heartbreak, because...
To Heart Attack.
Heart Attack.
I know that Heart Attack is belted at some point during that song.
Putting my defenses up. Because I don't want to fall in love. If I ever did that, I think I'd have a heart attack. Okay,
I'd have a heart attack. Yeah.
I
think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
Was anyone on TikTok mad about it? Like, was anyone being like, this is so inappropriate?
I don't think it was cancelable, but it went around.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, because then I'm going to say one more thing.
Okay, then I'm going to say one more thing.
Okay.
Have you heard about AI influencers?
Yes. Coming for our jobs is all I thought.
Basically, they're making these, like, really good-looking people.
Like,
that are just getting followers because they're good looking and stylish. And then brands are paying them to put the clothes on them and to put. And then I was like, wait, it's over for influencers.
No, it's over.
But like, granted, having a personality, I mean, they probably could have a decent person. I mean, some of these AI people have way better personalities than influencers.
No, they could literally make their personality whatever
like,
they
likeable,
wanted.
Likeable, silly, like the tone of her voice.
I mean, I don't think in our lifetime. But definitely in, like, our children's and their children's lifetime, like, I feel like everyone will have an avatar, and that's what you put out into the world.
What? Where did you think this of?
You know me on my conspiracy theories.
Yeah, you got...
Like, did you see the kid on the subway with the Apple thing, and he was, like, on his computer and, like, doing shit, and, like, I just feel like at some point we're all just going to be home on our couches with that shit on, and that's how we, like, go and do things in the world. Isn't that scary?
It's so scary. Should we have children?
If that ever really happened, we would have to move to a farm. And
I was literally about to say.
That's where our cult starts. Start a commune.
We're hunters. The men are gatherers.
And we literally just have kids and we chill there. Because I won't be able
to
do
honey.
That shit.
We make honey.
My mom's been dying to get Italian bees.
What?
She called me one day. All right. Did you know that you can get Italian bees imported? The honey's supposed to be amazing. So much better than everyone else's honey. I was like, where are you keeping these bees? Like, she's wild.
She's like, why does this honey taste like chicken parmesan? What were you going to say?
Everyone and their mom now has a bob. And so I feel like I can't have a bob anymore. But I love my bob. Like, I think I'm a short hair girly.
Yeah.
But
my hair's like long right now.
No, it's long right now. And my hairstylist keeps sending me one particular picture.
Of inspiration.
Of inspiration. And he's like, if you don't do this, like, you have to. And I think I'm going to do it.
Wait, I'm nervous.
I'm going to show you guys. And
I'm going to say yes, regardless.
And I'm going to put it in the newsletter.
Oh, wait. Also, people have been messaging me. They still think the newsletter is a bit. Guys, they can't believe that
we have to collect our thoughts.
It took us forever, but we've put together the most badass newsletter.
And we have such a system.
We have a system.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. It is a crazy Facetune photo, though.
That's a crazy Facetune photo.
That's a crazy
Facetune
photo.
That's not her actual face, but I'm just looking at the hair.
I like it. I just know you're going to be over it in like 2 months.
I think I'm going to do it during Fashion Week. And then I'll cry about it later. Like,
no, you're right. For Fashion Week, you really should. You should have you to shave
the
your head.
Only thing I think is my hair does grow really quickly. Okay. So I'm like,
you'll be fine. Well, you had curtain bangs. How was that experience?
I hated it.
So instead you're going full. Oh, wait, are we not telling what you showed me?
No, I'm going to put it in the newsletter. Okay. But then I might do it on Friday. Because I feel like my hair should be a little longer to do it, but I'm getting too anxious.
So or you go super short, like Audrey Hepburn.
Stop trying to make me do that.
No, you're not going to. You don't have to shave it. Wait, imagine we fought the whole time. Like, you don't have to shave it.
Like Dixie D'Amelio's hair.
Even a little longer than that. But not like Taylor Hill shag, like an in-between.
No, I can't. Maybe when I'm a mom.
You would be so chic.
After I get married,
When you get pregnant, do it.
Oh, you want me to be 500 pounds with short hair? Stop trying to sabotage me.
That's what my mom did in the 90s. It was cool. She said she was really hot. She's really hot in the summer and was like, shave me, motherfuckers.
No, that's something we don't talk about, planning our pregnancies, because I will not be pregnant in the summer.
2028.
Like, I'm not. I refuse. I won't do it. I can't.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, you can't. Doing it because I can't be hot and sweaty. I won't.
That's called my entire life. One documentary I want you guys to watch is the Lil Nas documentary that came out.
Where was he? Why wasn't he there last night?
He's been like working on his own shit. It was an amazing documentary because they talk about him being America's sweetheart with Old Town Road coming out. And then for him to literally have to come out as gay. Mm-hmm. And then people thinking that he was the devil who was like tricking kids to like want to turn gay. And he had to like deal with that emotionally.
Is that a real thing people thought?
Yeah, that was what they were saying.
Also can't trick someone into being gay.
There's so many things that are wrong about it. But like he felt guilt because people were like, you made our children like you. And then now you're trying to like, also like being gay does not equate to like sexualizing children.
No.
And then his family is like very like, you know, old school, like, and they're all very accepting of him after he came out. But it's an interesting, like, vulnerable, beautiful thing. I have to go text Nile Rodgers back.
Okay.
But I love you guys so much. Thank you for giggling. We have Fashion Week upon us. Keep an eye out for Paige's content. And yeah, I love you. Goodbye.